Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and congratulations, Sophia, on celebrating 10 years, yes, a decade, here on liveparanormal.com. Couldn't be a prouder parent sitting next to you when you were 12 years old and starting this broadcast. Congratulations, Sophia. Everyone, feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in and get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And I'll be posting all of our guest links into the chat room, too, as well. Thank you, Rob Sirk, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you so much, everybody. I know this show has helped a lot of people throughout the years. And thank you to our moderators for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed. Thank you guys for all your help over the years. Today, we welcome the Minnesota Parunity Convention, Las Vegas Parunity Convention founder, and Odyssey Paranormal Society director, Michael O'Neill. He'll be on with Sophia in just a moment here. So everyone, right now, the Minnesota Parunity Convention is July 8th through 10th. So look up ticket details during the show, or even right now, just get online at mnparacon.com. That's mnparacon.com. And also, everyone visit mnparacon.com, odysseyparanormalsociety.tumblr.com, odysseyeventsllc.com, and on Instagram at odysseyeventsllc, at odysseyparanormal on Instagram too as well, and on Twitter at odysseydirector for Mike's direct personal Twitter account. Also upcoming, we have Cold Case Psychic Intuitive Erica Marcia Booser-Haynes. She'll be on the program on the 10th. And Ghost Hunters and Ghost Mind Paranormal Investigator Kristen Lumen will be returning to the program on the 17th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LifeParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. We have Travel Channel booking some guests too as well. She's the exclusive for a Travel PR too as well now. So congratulations on that too, Sophia. Also, too, check out the membership packages here on Life Paranormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, DVDs, lithos, things of that type. He's great at rewarding the members here. Also support the vendors on Life Paranormal, too, as well. Tonight on Life Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well, monthly, Mondays, right here. Chip Coffey of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits. He's monthly Monday nights here on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Hemi Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, there will be an archive show available soon after the broadcast here. So go to the homepage of LiveParanormal.com if you need to get any links or anything, if you might have been bumped out for a second, you can catch the entire show replay. Let's bring on our host here, the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli. And, yep, a little slow. Oh, there we go. We got her in. A little slow in the muting thing there in the queue. Congratulations, Sophia. You're doing a fantastic job in 10 years. Wow.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
I know. It's just mind-blowing that it's been a decade already. So you've helped a lot of people with your show. We get accolades all the time from people, or people that you've had on as guests have, you know, vicariously helped other people with some of the advice they've given. And you've helped a lot of people with kids with psychic ability issues and parents with home hauntings. And you've really done a lot with this show over the years. But you got these pages, you got the Twitter, you got the Facebook, all these different things. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram, just at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, well, tell us about our guest today.
Today, we welcome the Minnesota Parunity Convention, Las Vegas Parunity Convention founder and Odysseye Paranormal Society director, Michael O'Neill. The show, the Minnesota Parunity Convention is July 8th through the 10th. So look up ticket details today during the show at minnesotaparacon.com, Paracon.com. Everyone visit mnparacon.com, odysseyparanormalsociety.tumblr.com, odysseyeventsllc.com, Instagram at odysseyeventsllc, at odysseyparanormal for details. Let's welcome Michael into the show.
Okay, trying to unmute him right now. Here we go. It's working. It's trying. There we go, Michael. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure. Let me just say really, really quick that I don't think I've even done that good of a job at listing all of my sites. So full kudos to the both of you on that one.
Well, thank you.
Wow,
and
thanks,
thank you so
and congratulations.
Much for coming on today.
Oh, you both were talking at the same time. What?
Yeah, that happens with the two of us. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on today and congratulations, too, on your upcoming event.
Oh, thank you. And it was a great honor to be asked. It kind of came as a surprise to me. I wasn't expecting it.
Well, you have such a great event coming up. I just wanted to, you know, learn more information about you, what you do, and, you know, get the information out there about this amazing upcoming event you have.
Absolutely. Ask away.
So to start off, Michael, with over 10 years of experience as a paranormal investigator, what initially led to your passion for the field and ultimately becoming the director of Odysseye Paranormal Society?
You know, it was actually a lot of people get into the paranormal, I'm sure, as you know, because of, you know, experiences and stuff they had as a
mm-hmm.
child. And they're looking for answers, you know, as to what happened to them. Me, absolutely nothing has ever happened up to joining. So it was really just pretty much curiosity. For whatever reason, it's always been a very huge interest of mine in high school. Besides, you know, their normal teacher-assigned readings, it was paranormal books that I would read. And then obviously Ghost Hunters came out, and I didn't even know people did that sort of thing, like investigated homes and helped people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that a friend of mine, one of their cousins, worked with somebody that did it. And she knew my interest in it and that I wanted to try it out. And so they put me in touch with this man by the name of Steve and Dave, and they agreed to take me out to an investigation of theirs, and I haven't looked back.
Well, that's amazing. You know, even if you didn't have an experience as a child, you know, through so many years doing this show, everyone always seems to have an interest young, whether they've had experiences or just, you know, like you have a fascination and want to learn more about the field.
Yeah, exactly. And I have, you know, the thing is that I'm still learning. You know, it's 10 mm-hmm. years later. I trained under Dave for 4 years before I started Odyssey Paranormal Society. And even today, I'm still learning new things. I'm still trying out new tactics, you know, new ways of communication. And it, after 10 years, it hasn't gotten any less interesting to me.
Absolutely. And I think with the paranormal, we'll always be learning and just evolving, because it's not, you know, there's no like absolute way to investigate. It's always changing with technology and new investigators and new ideas, that I don't think there will ever be just a set point where there's just rules to how it should be done properly.
I agree with you on that one. In fact, that's been kind of an ongoing conversation, especially with my team, because we do a Facebook mm-hmm. Live every Wednesday night on our page, and we always throw out topics to each other, and then each person gets their opinion. And one of the things that we've come across, especially lately, are, you know, like other teams and websites while not offering like licenses, and they're like, here's, you know, we'll license you to do something. And one of the questions that we always mm-hmm. have is, who creates the standards by which we investigate? You know, who decides that stuff? Who picks the people who decides that stuff? I mean, this is such a fluid field right now that, you know, nobody is an expert, even though, you know, you see on TV all the time that people are called paranormal experts. But, you know, I in my opinion, I don't know if you agree with me or not, I honestly don't think anybody in this field is an expert.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. I think what it comes down to is just experience, but there's people who have never investigated a day in their life and have paranormal experience, and that in some ways can put them ahead in certain areas of the paranormal versus someone who's been investigating a really long time. It just depends, you know. I lived in a haunted house, so I know a little bit more about that than, you know, the average person who might just want to investigate. Because it's really something that when you live through, it's just a different experience than going out and investigating. But it doesn't make me an expert, because every haunting is different and you can't necessarily compare them. There may be similarities, but everyone's situation is unique and different.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you. And I have no problem whatsoever taking advice or taking the experience mm-hmm. of people who have way more than I do, and kind of putting that to what I know and how I do things. And I love that fact, when I can learn new things from people who have been in this field way longer than I have.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always a learning experience, and it's always interesting to hear other people's points of view and just, you know, see what has worked for them and maybe not worked for you, and just compare and see, you know, how you can make investigating better and hopefully, you know, help narrow some things down for other people, whether it's like, you know, some people feel like the flashlight technique doesn't work because, you know, it's a connector and stuff when you unscrew it a little bit in the light flickers. So it's just the different techniques and seeing, you know, what people actually believe is happening, and is there a way to kind of debunk some of the techniques, or, you know, give advice on how to debunk a home haunting if there's, you know, nothing there and it's something easily, you know, fixable.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm right there with not particularly being a fan of the flashlight trick just because of what you had just said. I get a lot of questions about the spirit box. You know, what are my opinions on that? And, you know, I'm freely willing to give my opinion on that one, but that would probably be, you know, another 5-10 minutes of the show. So we'll skip that for now.
Okay. Well, I know you said that 4 years into investigating, you started Odyssey Paranormal Society. What initially led you to wanting to create the Odyssey Paranormal Society? And can you tell us who are your fellow team members?
Okay, well, that's easy. So one of the two directors of the team that I originally joined, his name's Dave Sawyering, and he's got about 50 years of research and experience in the paranormal from when he was a 4-year-old child. And so once the original team that I joined kind of broke up, him and I set out to form our own team, which we did. And that lasted about 2 years. Well, he wanted to semi-retire, whereas I wanted to continue helping people. You know, that was pretty much the whole reason I got into the field, was I wanted to help people, you know, just like the ghost hunters.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to go in and do that for people being affected by the paranormal. And so I just, I was like, all right, well, I guess I can go ahead and start my own team now. I had all the equipment. I had 4 years experience, 4 years of training. And so I just started a Facebook page and put out, you know, hey, I'm looking for investigators. And it kind of went from there. But I originally wanted to call the team Common Sense Paranormal, but nobody else liked that name. So that kind of got thrown out. So it was actually one of my original investigators that came up with Odyssey Paranormal Society. But right now, I probably have, you know, 6 years later, the greatest team that I've had so far. Starts with Scott Shea. He's been on there longest, about 3 years now. He has gone to seminary school. He's got like a master's or PhD in theology. I think he's got about 3 other degrees, so he's kind of like our spiritual leader. And Sam Elvis and Haley Lenz and Lauren Infante, and they're unbelievable. They're smart, capable to get everything done, and beyond all that, they care. You know, they care about the client, they care about helping people, and they do everything that needs to be done in order to help. And I haven't, as many investigators who have come through my doors and now, you know, have either moved on or just quit the field in general, I can't say enough good things about them.
Well, it's great you've put together such an amazing team, you know, and it sounds like you guys have different backgrounds too, which is always so helpful, just all those different ideas and, you know, just coming together and sharing them as a team. So I think it's really great that you started such a great team with so many people.
Yeah, I will be the first to say that I am lucky to be able to have this.
Yeah, it's nice too, because, you know, the paranormal can be so divided sometimes. So seeing groups that just really work well together is so nice. And I know that I'm pretty sure that's, you know, big for you too, with the Paracons being called, you know, Minnesota Para-Unity Convention.
Yeah, it is.
So I know with running the team and your work as an investigator, that's a lot of time and effort put into it. But you also, like I said earlier, run paranormal conventions. Can you tell us how that all started for you and what initially gave you idea to start your own convention?
Yeah, that's a fun little story. So here in Minnesota, we had for at least 8 years running the Minnesota Paracon, which was held in Menomon, Minnesota at the Shooting Star Casino. And, you know, this is a little, you know, run, I don't say run downtown, but, you know, 1,200 residents maybe in one casino in the middle of nowhere. And we went for the first time, my team and I, 2017 and 2018. And then following the 2018 convention, they decided to stop. And so I saw how disappointed everybody was, you know, and that really, especially me, because I love the conventions. You know, I got to meet some of my favorite people there. You know, Grant Wilson was huge for me. And so I was at dinner with a friend of mine who is also part of the paranormal. And she was telling me of how, you know, somebody should, you know, start their own. You know, somebody should bring it back, and that she would have tons of investors that would back this. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I suppose I could do that. So when I started looking into it and reaching out to, like, Center Stage Events and the people that I had known, I was like, sure, you know, I could probably do this. Well, then by, I guess, sheer happenstance, you could almost call it, you know, serendipity, I lost my job in 2019, right as I was beginning to start to plan this. And I'm like, that's perfect. Now I can actually focus on everything, and the rest is that. I worked with, you know, Lindsay Center from Center Stage Events, and we started getting and signing a bunch of people, and I was running fundraisers. And everybody was on board, and the Minnesota Paraunity Convention was born.
Well, that's amazing that it all came together like that, and you've gotten so many great people at these events, which I know is really awesome for a lot of the investigators too, you know, to be able to go meet and talk to different investigators that they may not normally be able to if they're from shows and stuff. So what can, you know, the audience expect if they go to the Paraunity Convention, and who are some of the people that will be there this year?
So they can, I mean, I wish the VIP dinner wasn't sold out, because I'm most proud of that. But, so yeah, we have Greg and Dana Newkirk from, you know, Hellier, and obviously the Paranormal Museum, which they are actually bringing. So they'll have, like, their haunted objects and stuff there at the event for people to see, and they're also speaking. Steve Gonzalez, Adam Berry are doing the presentation together, Rochelle Stratton and Brian Murray from Ghost Hunters. Then you have, like, Ben Hansen, Dustin Perry, Chris Fleming. They're all going to be there. Unfortunately, I originally had Chip Coffey coming in to do a gallery reading, but because his doctors told him not to fly, he had to cancel. So Lori Johnson from Ghosts of Shepherdstown, she's coming in, and she's going to be doing a gallery reading for everybody. And what I most love about that, because I think a lot of people, when they go to gallery readings, they think that they're just going to sit in the audience and, like, five people get some sort of a reading. Well, what she likes to do is she doesn't like to stop until everybody gets at least some sort of a reading from her. And if they have to end it before they do, well, then those people will get a one-on-one with Lori. And I think that's – I love that fact about her. And not to mention she's going to be there the entire weekend. We also have, like, Chuck Zukowski and Heather Taddy from Alien Highway. Just tons of people that I actually love and respect in this field. And I'm so happy that they've agreed to come. And most of these people – I consider my friends, but a lot of them I've never met before, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's amazing, you know, that you have brought all these people together, and you know that Lori runs her gallery readings like that too, because I know a lot of people, you know, they look for insight or, you know, connections to a past loved one. So those readings really mean a lot to the people that do go to them.
Yeah, I think so too. I know that in 2018, I almost wouldn't leave Chip alone until he gave me some sort of some sort of reading, mm-hmm. but which I think he just did to get me away from him. But yeah, I'm looking forward to all these. I mean, and it's not just like Lori, like she's the only mm-hmm. medium or person that gives readings. We have probably 10 different vendors who give readings. Ken Bogle, he's pretty much a world-class tarot card reader. He's going to be there giving readings. Yeah, I mean, just don't think that if you come and you're looking for a reading that, you know, there'll be a long line at Lori and she's the only one. So there's a lot of very, very talented mediums that are going to be there.
Well, that's great for everyone, too, you know, just being able to get different readings as well because, you know, psychics are amazing, but, you know, sometimes you get different things from different people, and it doesn't mean that they're wrong or it's inaccurate. It's just what someone's able to pick up at a certain time, and it's really cool just to hear, because psychics receive things in different ways, just the way that each psychic works differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. I'm friends with, I don't want to say a lot of them, but I'm friends with many of them, and mm-hmm. each of them would probably hone in on one certain aspect of me and tell me about that, whereas another one would talk about something completely different.
Yeah. So it's really cool that you have, you know, all those different options for people who go to the event. And, you know, for anyone in the audience who wants to attend, where can they purchase tickets?
Oh, mnparacon.com. It's on there right now. In fact, if I may say so, for the month mm-hmm. of June, and this is for anybody who is going to be obviously in the Duluth, Minnesota area over the course of that weekend, but anyone that buys a ticket in the month of June, so I mean now there's only 4 days left, but anyone that buys a ticket is then entered into a drawing to join my team and I and any of the celebs that I can rope into it to go across the street to investigate the William A. Irvin ship, which has, you know, been docked there since, like, the 80s. But you'll be able to, like I said, join my team for that. And there's 10 winners that get to join us on July the 10th, so that Saturday night, for an investigation. And so if they want to be a part of that, any ticket, you know, gets them in to that drawing. And that's, again, at mnparacon.com.
That's really cool that you have that extra drawing, too. Can you tell the audience a little bit about the ship and what some of the history and reported sightings are there?
Sure. So it used to be, it was named after the president, William A. Irvin, and it was the flagship of the United States Steel Corporation. And mm-hmm. it, since Duluth is right on, you know, it's a port for Lake Superior. So this ship just, it's an ore ship that went back and forth, you know, all across Lake Superior. It's been in dock there, I believe, since the late 70s and was turned into a museum. And also they, every year, except for obviously when COVID hit, for at least the last decade or so, they do a haunted maze through the entire ship, which is amazing. But there has been only one documented death there down in the boiler room. But for whatever reason, and we don't know yet, if it's because it's on Lake Superior, which is riddled with drownings and deaths and shipwrecks and everything, if that's what brings them in. But there's definitely way more than just one spirit there. And, in fact, I've investigated now 4 different times, and I think every single time I have encountered somebody different. And it's been amazing. Amazing time to investigate it. In fact, on my website, odysseyparanormalsociety.com, I do have at least 2 of those investigations up with our evidence and EVPs, and they're very active there and very talkative, and it's one of my absolute most favorite places to be.
Well, that's amazing that, you know, that guests can be entered in that raffle and go investigate with you during the Paracon. I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And congratulations again, Sophia. This is the first week into 10 years, a decade you've been on air on liveparanormal.com. Today, our guest, Minnesota Para Unity Convention and the Las Vegas Para Unity Convention coming up in December, too, as well. The founder and Odyssey Paranormal Society Director, Michael O'Neill. The event's going to be July 8th through 10th in Minnesota. So for tickets and details during today's show, you can look at any time during the show online, mnparacon.com. That's mnparacon.com. We'll be back with Michael and Sophia in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know? It's almost like we didn't even break.
And there I am. I'm unmuted, so let me go ahead and unmute everybody right now. That usually means we have a large audience, so... sorry about the delay on that. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Mike and Sophia, you're back on.
Thank you again so much for coming on today, Michael.
Absolutely. I just want to say about that definitely is Dave Schrader.
Yeah. I was really thrown off for a second. I was like, oh, what's going on? And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that's happening. So you can even tell I was just a little confused. But, yeah, thank you again so much for coming on today. You, before the break, we're talking about the William A. Irving Museum. How were you able to secure such historic and iconic location such as that?
Luck. It definitely has a lot to do with it. The deck and like the Duluth Entertainment have been unbelievable. They're kind, they're welcoming. I mean, they haven't even charged me once in my entire time of investigating there. They don't particularly charge anybody. And it's such a treat and an honor to work with them. And I mean, really, right now they're so behind with everything because of COVID. Like, they're still catching up and bringing people back, and that, you know, the only reason that I've been allowed this year to invest, because my team and I just investigated it back in May, and now we get to come back in July, is because of, you know, I'm the organizer of the Para Unity convention. Otherwise, you know, letting teams on is just not a big priority for them right now. And so I'm even more honored and lucky enough to be able to get on there. But honestly, you know, for other places that we've investigated, And there have been some historical locations which are still confidential, which they don't allow anybody in. Honestly, mm-hmm. think it's the website. I paid a lot of money to have a very, very, you know, good and professional paranormal website that when they go and look at it, you know, they don't think that I'm going to come in there and trash the place, that you know, that we are mm-hmm. going to respect it and follow the rules and the guidelines that they set forth, and they're far more willing to say yes to that. But I stick by my original thing. It's luck.
Well, it's amazing that you've been able to go into some of those places. I know earlier you were also mentioning, you know, there's only been one reported death on the ship and that possibly some of the spirits could be connected to the Great Lakes. What do you feel, you know, there's something, do you feel like it's all possibly the shipwrecks that have happened in the Great Lakes, or do you feel there's something about the water and the land around there that makes, you know, the haunting significant?
I don't know if it's so much the land, but mm-hmm. I definitely think that the Irvin has become some sort of a beacon, you know, just kind of a sanctuary for spirits to kind of come and go. I almost don't think that there's one spirit there that is there all the time. I think they come and go as they please. And if we happen to be there on a night when they're there, then they communicate with you. Otherwise, you know, it's quiet and you don't get all that much. But as for I don't know if it's so much the shipwrecks, but I know that, you know, there's obviously a lot of drownings. There's a lot of death associated with Lake Superior. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. For the shipwrecks and everything, I think it's just the fact that they're mm-hmm. all on the same body of water.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, just all the history surrounding, you know, all the shipwrecks on the Great Lake. And it's cool that, you know, you have the Irving there to kind of, you know, experience some of the hauntings that are in and around the Great Lakes. But with, you know, your investigations there, I know you've done some other amazing locations. What has been your favorite investigation, and what was the coolest or scariest moment that you've experienced while investigating?
I would honestly have to say, and this may be surprising to some people, it's the Grand mm-hmm. Opera House in Dubuque, Iowa. And we, a team that I was training at that time, got in there for the very first time. It was right after a play. And I don't know if it was the energy from the play or what, but I experienced some of the firsthand personal experiences that I ever have before. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of not a lot of stuff happens around me, personal experience wise. Get a lot of evidence, but not a lot of personal experiences, except there. You know, it's footsteps on the stage. I had never heard footsteps before. I'd been around mm-hmm. people, like, I'm hearing footsteps, and I'm like, I don't hear anything. It was footsteps on the stage. It was disembodied voices up in the costume shop. And this is a big 5-story brick building, so you're really not going to hear voices from outside. And mm-hmm. could hear them for probably a good 30 seconds. They're caught on, like, 3 different recorders that we had going. We had a FLIR, well, we still have a FLIR, but we were using the FLIR up in that area, and I don't know how, but it's probably one of the best catches my team has ever made or I have ever seen, and it is of a figure up in an area where we couldn't get to because of all the costumes and totes and everything mm-hmm. that they had in the way that appears to have wings. And
wow.
Yeah, so I, even though I call it the Grand Opera House Fairy, no idea if it is mm-hmm. or not. But, I mean, you can see detail, you can see hair, you can see it kind of shrink its wings and then expand them again, and it, like, ducks away just as the FLIR hits it. And I don't know exactly what it is. I have shown it to many people in the field with more experience than I am, and they're amazed by it. But, Yeah, the evidence out of there, and personal experiences were amazing. I honestly, to your second mm-hmm. question, I honestly have never been scared at a location. There are some places I have been where I'm anxious because it's one of those, mm-hmm. you know, reputation, rumor, what are we going to expect?
Yeah.
But as soon as, you know, I get in there and start everything, everything is just calm. And I honestly have never been scared or anything at an investigation, which I'm very lucky to keep going. It's not like I want to go in there and be scared. But
yeah. Well, it's really cool, you know.
Well, let's see, I'm done.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's really cool, you know, you had that experience with the Fleer Fairy and just, you know, still probably trying to wrap your head around what you caught. So it's amazing that you were actually able to capture that and, you know, still go and experience just more cool things like that. There's so many locations in the world that are haunted and so many that haven't been investigated. Where is your dream location to investigate, and where would you love to host a convention?
Island of the Dolls would mm-hmm. be my number one place that I would like to investigate. I want to go there more than any other place. And
yeah.
from what I can gather of the people that I know, I would be going alone. which again, is fine. Even though rule number one is, you know, never investigate alone, I would do it. But
yeah.
where would I like to host a convention? Oof. I would probably say maybe like Chillingham Castle or Lemp Castle over
mm-hmm.
in overseas. But I would think for just kind of the fun factor of it, you know, the entertainment, you know, that people get in these conventions, that is my upcoming convention in December in Las Vegas. I don't think I'm going to be able to top that.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, Island of the Dolls is a super cool place. I saw it on Destination Truth when I was younger, and I wanted to go there so bad. Then I saw it on Ghost Adventures and saw how many spiders there were. My opinion shifted just a little bit. Ghosts don't freak me out as much as spiders. They get me every time.
Just add a can of Raid into your equipment, and you'll be fine.
Oh, my God. There's so many. That's just, wow. Yeah. It's a really cool location, but definitely watch out for the bugs and stuff there. I think those are probably worse than any spirit you could encounter on the island.
I don't know. Let me ask you this. If you saw
mm-hmm.
a spider on a wall or one of the dolls move their head toward you, which would freak you out more?
The spider.
Really?
Yeah. No, it 100% was. I hate spiders so much. It's like, yeah, it's a bad thing because, you know, ghost hunting, you encounter them, abandoned buildings, you know, if you're going
yep.
to, yeah, I mean, like you were talking about Dave Schrader on the Holzer Files. I saw the episode where Shane Pittman was sitting in the basement and there was just spiders everywhere. That was like a big no for me. So, I mean, we all have our things, investigators, that's mine.
The Island of the Dolls is probably not for you.
Yeah, but I would love to see what you capture there. So I can't wait to see what you get there because it is a really cool location with, you know, so much interesting stuff. I mean, who would think an island full of dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know you were also mentioning the Epic Parunity Convention. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that and, you know, just where the event will be and where they can pre-order tickets?
Absolutely. So the Las Vegas Parunity Convention is going to be at the MGM Grand on December 9th through the 11th. The 9th is the VIP dinner that I do before every convention where, you know, it's a very limited amount of tickets. It's a grand meal and pretty much every special appearance, you know, person is in attendance. So you kind of get a more up close. You're eating at the same tables as they are. And it's just, in my opinion, a really, really great time. And then there's entertainment that I'm providing. Two bands are playing for everyone. And then the convention, obviously, is the 10th and 11th. And so whereas the Minnesota Pair Unity Convention is like my baby, but Las Vegas is like my heaven. So I'm going all out, you know, as a fan and as an organizer mm-hmm. to try to put together an absolutely amazing experience for everybody. Even though I'm not even done yet, I probably have over 30 people appearing from all sorts of shows. Including most of the ghosts, the new Grant's Ghost Hunters, Mustafa, Daryl, yeah, go ahead. I always face on his name. Rochelle and Brian, the Kling Brothers. I'm also, the Ghost Brothers are going to be there, Ben Hansen, Jason and Sherry from Ghost Nation. Tango is coming soon. Just to name a couple. And then I'm also including, like, the Expedition Bigfoot people are going to be there. And a lot of horror people as well. Right now I only have Rick McCollum and Kane Hodder. Kane Hodder, obviously, the Friday the 13th guy. And Josh Gates, just announced Josh Gates a couple weeks ago. He's going to be there, which is about as, I guess, rare as the legends he goes after. He is so busy, you can't get him at anything. And he's going to be there this time. And he calls himself the paranormal illusionist, he's magician, an illusionist. He's going to be putting on a full-on magic show for everybody. That's free with the tickets, and the world's largest ghost hunt, which is happening September 25th, but they have chosen the Vegas event for their like worldwide reveal, and so of the evidence from that. So we're working on an official announcement for that coming up, but just as a sneak peek for your listeners. That will be part of the show as well. There's many gallery readings that are going to be going on, which more are coming in the future weeks. So, I mean, this is going to be just an all-out, unbelievable weekend in Vegas. And it's Vegas!
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see, so many paranormal conventions. I remember when there was a ton when I was younger, and then as I got older, there was less. So it's really great to see, you putting on these conventions. They're always a lot of fun, and it's always great to, talk to people at events and just get to know new people, revisit old people that, you've met at other conventions or through the field. So I think it's really cool that you're doing this.
Yeah. Even though everybody told me what an undertaking this was, I wasn't exactly prepared I am, a lot of people, when they write into me, they're like, if you're not the person I'm supposed to talk to, can you please forward this out? Whatever question they have. And I'm like, yeah, it's just me. I'm like, no matter what question you have from what aspect of whatever the convention you're talking about, it's just me. I'm like, I'm the only person you're going to be talking to. And it's been fun, but it's been frustrating, and there's been a lot of stress, as I'm assuming everybody that does something this huge would encounter. But I know that it's all going to be worth it, and I'm really hoping that anybody who purchases tickets and comes to either of these conventions or any conventions in the future that I do will see that I really wanted to put on a really good and fun show for them.
Absolutely. And I know besides all the work you do as a paranormal investigator, as an event coordinator, you also run After Hours AM broadcast that you started co-hosting in 2020. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, well, that After Hours AM is with Joel Sturgis. Mm-hmm. He's been doing it for like 15 years now. And shockingly, or maybe I shouldn't say shockingly, but surprisingly, it was the Minnesota Para Unity Convention that brought him and I together. He wanted to interview me about that, just as you are, and him and I just became really, really good friends, and he asked me out of the blue one time if I would like to come on and just do a show with him. And I'm like, sure, absolutely, because I have my own Monday nights that I do. Mm-hmm. And it just hasn't stopped. And so even though we're taking a little bit of a hiatus now just due to the summer and, you know, life getting in the way, it's been a real pleasure to join him every Thursday night on, you know, iHeartRadio and do that show with him.
Well, that's amazing that you get to do that. You're definitely a very busy person, so it's cool that, you know, you're able to do all of this and, you know, just get out there and investigate. I was meaning to ask earlier, too, what is your coverage area for home hauntings and investigation for Odyssey Paranormal Society?
I honestly really don't have one. You know, obviously Minnesota, you know, the Midwest is the prime thing. But if anybody, like, actually wants our help and feels that we are the team to provide that, I mean, I may ask for, like, gas money or whatever, depending on how far they want us to travel. But there is nowhere that I am not willing to go to help somebody.
Well, that's great. You know, there are so many people that need help, whether they do know about the paranormal or just really confused about what's going on in their house. It can be really hard to deal with and live with. So when you have someone out there willing to help and support them, I think that's really amazing, you know, that you don't have a coverage area. You're willing to help anyone anywhere.
Absolutely. I mean, and I don't even need to, so, you know, so much travel. I mean, if anybody just has questions... Mm-hmm. I'm more than happy to take time out of my day and answer an email or you know, just what do I think this is? What do I think that might be? I'm perfectly happy doing that too. And my team really feels the same way. And that's what I absolutely love about them.
Well, that's great. You know, that your team really work so well together and that, you know, you do help people, you put on these amazing events. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, though. Are there any websites, upcoming interviews, tours, or announcements you would like to make?
One of the things that I do for Odyssey events, which obviously includes both conventions, but, you know, I also do my own hosting of investigation events. We did West Virginia State Penitentiary last year. Just did like the Mason House Inn, which is just this big, beautiful bed and breakfast in southern Iowa. Edinburgh Manor was more recent as well. But one of the other things that I do with that is I also do like fundraising and charity events. And I was just hired to do at a charity event in April of next year at the Nevada State Prison. And so people can watch out for that, especially on, you know, odysseyeventsllc.com. I know that there are going to be several investigations that are going to be coming up. I just really want to get through Minnesota's convention. I want to survive that before I add a whole bunch of new smaller events. And then one of the other things that I think is a little different about me and kind of my business is if you would like to, you know, just hire me to put together like a bachelorette party or something like that to do an investigation at. I have one coming up in August, but, you know, instead of going out partying and renting a bus or whatever, you know, how about my team and I come out and we'll take you and your entire party on an investigation, you know, to, I mean, those who scream together, stay together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a fun idea. I would rather do that than anything else for a bachelorette party. So
exactly.
It sounds like a lot of fun. No, it's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah, and so you just, Yeah, you just let me know kind of the kind of place you want to go, where you live, and I'll set it up. I'll do everything for you. All you have to worry about is getting there. And
well, I know the show's ending right now, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I would love to have you back on in the future, and you are always welcome anytime to come on and promote anything.
Well, I appreciate that. In fact, as soon as I'm done with the Minnesota convention, I'm going to start working on a third for 2022. So that would be great. I'd be honored.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Michael.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
Bye.
All right, thanks. Yeah, and again, the show is totally open to you, Michael. And Sophia, fantastic show today. Congratulations again. 10 years on air.
Thank you. Yeah, Michael is such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you 10 years later. And I will talk to you guys again, I think, the week after next, because it's 4th of July. But anyways, bye.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a best-of show. So that's what we do out of respect to our guests, is we have best-of shows and everything. But, yeah, the Minnesota Parunity Convention, it's going to be July 8th through 10th. So, everyone, for tickets, details, everything, go to mnparacon.com. It's a beautiful site, too, by the way, when you visit mnparacon.com. Also to odysseyparanormalsociety.tumblr.com. That's actually a really cool looking Tumblr. odysseyeventsllc.com, Instagram at odysseyeventsllc, at odysseyparanormal, and on Twitter at odysseydirector for Mike's personal. Again, coming up, we have cold case psychic intuitive Erica Marcia Booser Haynes. She'll be on the program on the 10th. Also, ghost hunters and ghost mind paranormal investigator Kristen Lumen on the 17th. You don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. We have other people being scheduled too as we speak. They're picking their dates for upcoming broadcasts. So yeah, and also get out to that event in July, coming right up, and also followed by the one in December, and for all of Michael's events too as well on the site. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on iParanormal.com. We'll see you 2 weeks from today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.